You're listening to an ESA podcast brought to you by the Ecological Society of America. ESA, promoting the science of ecology.
I'm Terrence Houston, and this is The Ecologist Goes to Washington, a podcast program from the Ecological Society of America, where I interview ecological scientists involved with public policy. Today, I'll be speaking with Elena Bennett, who is going to be discussing her experiences in the Aldo Leopold Leadership Program. Could you talk a little bit about the Aldo Leopold Leadership Program and its policy training component in which you and other fellows participated?
So the Aldo Leopold Leadership Program is a program that is put in place to train scientists. It used to be just ecologists, and now they're sort of broadening out to other kinds of scientists who are working in the environment. The idea is to train those scientists in communication about our work with stakeholders outside academia. So this really came from the idea that society is now confronting increasingly complex environmental issues, and that decision makers need information that's relevant, that's credible, that's scientific, that will help them make these really important choices that they have to make. And that academics and environmental researchers are a source of that information, but we're not very good at making the connection. And so the idea of this program is to help train those scientists who have that information in ways to get that information to the people who need it. So that's the idea of the program. And what we just did was 2 weeks of training, one in June that focused on leadership and communication with journalists, and then one in September that focused more on communication with decision makers, policymaking, and politics in Washington, D.C.
Were there any revelations you had during the training and insights that were gained?
Yeah, you know, a big thing to me was exactly what the role of science is, that science has an important role to play in decisions that are being made in Washington, but that it's not the only factor that's going into making these decisions. So for me, understanding what role science could play has helped me to refine and hone the message that I want to give to decision makers. And then I think the other thing, and I'm still working this out in my own head, but as scientists, I think we're often told to simplify our message for decision makers and journalists. You know, even at this training, we got told, oh, congressmen, you know, there's very few who have PhDs. They're not really scientists. You have to simplify, simplify, simplify. The reality is that I don't think that's quite right. I think it's more about making our messages accessible. And let me explain a little bit the difference between what I see as simplifying and making something accessible, because I think that making something accessible is actually more difficult than simplifying it. You know, simplifying just means that I reduce the complexity of my message, but making it accessible really requires me to understand the point of view of the person that I'm talking to and meet them halfway with my message. So it's not just simplifying my message, but it's bringing the story in a way that respects the other person's point of view and the decision that they're trying to make. And that's part of where understanding the role of science and the role of other factors comes in. That's something I'm still trying to work out in my head, but I think that it's really important.
What specific things did you learn about the U.S. Congress and those who work directly in policymaking?
So it's interesting because that's actually related. And I really came away with a newfound respect for the savvy of these decision makers, both the Congress people and the congressional staffers that we met, that we actually spent more time with. So not that I would have said that they were unsavvy before, but never having met any science staffers, I think I really underestimated their knowledge and understanding of science. You know, that's part of what made me realize I don't actually need to simplify my message. What I need to understand to do is to understand that, you know, in the case that I worked on, we had a mock hearing, and I was bringing a proposal for a new center on nutrient sustainability. They asked me, so where does that fit within the current government structure? And I had no idea what the answer to that is, because I am not well enough versed in government structure. And so what I came to understand is, well, if I'm bringing that proposal, I have to anticipate that I'm going to get that question and do the research that lets me provide a reasonable answer to that question, or at least something that meets them halfway with what they need to know.
What things do you think scientists should be most aware of in communicating with policymakers?
To me, I think this is all about understanding the point of view of the policymaker. You know, what types of things are likely to be important in their world? You know, so that's getting reelected is a really important thing. There may be certain key issues. They may be thinking about how their stakeholders, their electorate are going to vote or feel about different things. So we can't just waltz in as scientists and think that we're going to present people with the science, the facts, and that that's going to convince them of our point of view. The issues are really complicated, and they're driven by a lot more than just scientific understanding.
As an American who lives and works in Canada, what are some of the ways in which it differs from the United States?
So I'm really just getting started at being involved in Canada, and right now that involvement is primarily at a local level. I'm working with local stakeholders in the area around Montreal, and that's actually surprisingly similar to the U.S. in that it's really all about building personal relationships with decision makers. So I'm working with mayors and landscape managers for towns and counties, and you know those things are all about building relationships with these people, understanding where they're coming from, talking to them. I think the thing that's really different for me living in Quebec is that it means that I'm constantly being pushed to the limits of my comfort with communicating in French. You know, that puts a whole new spin on meeting people halfway. At a larger scale, in terms of sort of the parliamentary system, I haven't really engaged so much at that level yet.
What things do you think scientists should be most aware of in communicating with policymakers?
To me, if you're at all interested, I think it's very worth doing and to just keep trying until you get it right. Every time you do it, you learn a little bit more. To me, I think it's very important for scientists to be out there presenting our information, our point of view, supporting the role of science in decision making. That can be in congressional hearings or testimony, but it can also be with your local garden club. You know, sometimes those local groups have a lot of power over local decisions, and so these efforts are really important at multiple scales. And, you know, the other thing I think is that more and more I'm seeing really great programs like the Leopold Leadership Program that I just went through being made available to scientists at all levels, and I learned a tremendous amount through that program, and I think any scientist who's interested in engaging should seek out those programs for the knowledge and the information that those folks are able to confer about ways to do this well.
And that was Elena Bennett. Thanks so much for listening, and please join us next time on The Ecologist Goes to Washington.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Ecological Society of America. Music was provided by Dr. Nicholas Catelli. For a link to Dr. Catelli's homepage, more information about ESA, or additional podcasts, please visit www.esa.org. Thanks for listening.